Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Samachay. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Zayin and Madalas. On the last line of the page, Rabbi Yanai Zeira. Rabbi Yanai Zeira Nochal Udre de Udne Bar Mechzalte B'Shabbosa Gar by Chavirav Mishum Refuah, I should say. Rabbi Yanai Zeira, the Taftan of Zeira fell out and he wanted to return it on Shabbos. His colleagues rebuked him because of Refuah. Rabbi Yanai Sava Meima Shemen who shu malpe v'cham sabin meima meichu shu malpe. Rabbi Yanai held that the oil in which the taft is dipped healed and had already dried out, and Chacham held it was the taft that heals. But I came of Yehuda b'shem of Zeira hachoshesh oznoi nesin teren agabi roishoi b'leichesh v'vash le'yitin l'biyavla b'kli. And we reject that because of Yehuda taught in the name of Zeira that if one's ear hurts, you may put oil on his head and it will descend to his ear, and whispers a certain text, as long as he does not put the oil on his ear by hand or through a kli. Rabbi Yanai Salva Meima Halacha Kubiyasi. Chavirav Salva Meima Ein Halacha Kubiyasi. The second explanation is that Rabbi Yanai holds the halacha follows of Yosi, who permits taking covers of kalim even if they have no handle. The same applies to a taft, and his colleagues hold that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yosi. Well, he came on Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Chaya Bar Ashi, B'shem Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara objects that didn't Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana say in the name of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi in the name of Rav that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Also, the colleagues should permit. Rabbi Yanai Sava Meima Adam Le'osroi Sekakaka B'chavai Sabrin Meima Adam Kakaki. Rabbi Yanai holds that they did not make a person like land. Even Rabbi Yosi obligates a handle to move covers of land. His colleagues hold that man is like land. Relekein am Rabbi Zeira, also Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Beis Yad, Amoich Sheva Oznoi, Savin Meima, Adam Kekako. Didn't Rabbi Zeira say that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi made a hand for the taft in his ear? Since he was like Rabbi Yosi, we have to say that he holds that man is like land. Rekeini, now, is this reasonable? Covering man is not like, at all like covering land. Relekeini, Rabbi Yanai Savin Meima, in Shchiach, Mahalech Bahen, Daladamas, Rechavai Savin Meima, Shchiach, Hu, Mahalech Bahen, Daladamas. Rather, Rabbi Yanai holds that it's not common that he will take it out and walk 4 amos while holding it, and his colleagues hold that it is not repulsive, so it's common that he will take it out and walk 4 amos. Amr Mana, Shamis Tam Min Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, V'Lei Ana Yada Ma Shamis. Rabbi Mana said, I heard the reason from Rabbi Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Zeira, and I don't know what they heard. Rabbi Maika Doin, what's the reason? Amr Rabbi Yosi Mistavra B'Shem Chal Zav, Cha'amdala B'Yoke Le'Feitei, the Nafla or Machzuli. Rabbi Yosi answered that presumably a golden tooth was expensive for her. She may not go out with it because if it falls, she's going to return it. Shein Toteves Ma'i Eslach, what can you say about an artificial tooth? It's made out of wood and it's not expensive. Oidhi Mevasa Meimo Lenagwa Aveli Chayvihi Nafle Machzuli. She's ashamed to tell the carpenter to make another one for her, so if it falls, she will return it. Rabbi Yasa Rabbi Ami Chad Chashash Shene Vahiri Le Chavre, Chad Chashash Udne Vahiri Le Chavre, Leaden Ma Amada Ma Amada. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Ami, one of them, his tooth was hurting him and the other one ruled for him that he may heal it on Shabbos, and the other one's ear was hurting him and his colleague ruled for him that he may go out with a tuft. We don't know which one was this and which one was that. Mimad Rabbi Yasa Shal La'asai ne Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, my avida chine Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha chavirinu, mimandale omar Rabbi Yasa, chisei mila, gotla minyoyme hu dohevi lashina. Since Rabbi Yasa asked about Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha's doctor on Shabbos, what to do for the tooth of Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, our colleague, since Rabbi Yaakov never said a vain word in his life, it shows that he ruled about a tooth. Rabbi Yanai patala the pilpo of the galga melach, the chavoy patronei al kunhen. Now Misha said that if it fell out, she may not return it. Rabbi Yanai, who permits putting a taft in the ear on Shabbos, explains that the issa to return applies only to what was taught just before this, which is a pepper and a salt crystal. His colleagues, who forbade a taft, explain that the issa to return applies to everything, including a taft. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halachavov. Yotzim basela sha'al ha'tzinis. When they go out with a coin on a tzinis, which is a foot ailment. Young girls may go out with threads, chutin, or even with chips of wood and holes pierced in their ears. B'nai Yisrael in Arab land may go out with their faces totally covered, except for their eyes, and B'nai Yisrael in Mada may go out with a cloak buttoned closed. Anyone may go out this way, but the Chacham merely discussed the normal practice. The Gemara says, Yoytza Masela Shalad Sinis Poid Goa. The Gemara says, well, may go out with a coin on Sinis. This is the omen of Poid Goa. Rabbi Abba Mamo said, well, may go out not only with a coin, but even with a piece of metal. And we take on the next two words, which you say, Habonos Yoytzeis B'chutin. The Mishnah said, young girls may go out with chutin, threads. Rabbi Abba B'shem of Yehuda, I feel a koch al sabara. But Abba quoting the Yehuda says that even if they are wound around her neck, it is permitted. Abba Baba mefaked l'shmur b'ei leitzakabil alech masnisen ela abal loy bekismin shavaz nehem. Abba Baba, which is said to his son Shmur, that don't accept our text of the Mishnah, rather they may not go out with chips of wood in their ears because they're considered carrying a load. Kini masnisa arav yotzeis va'olais mad yotz pufreis. The correct text of our Mishnah says, a Rav Yos may go out ru'ulais, Mad Yos may go out with a cloak buttoned, without the letter Vav. Our text with a Vav seems to connote that only a Rav Yos may go out with ru'ulais, and only Mad Yos may go out pufreis, but this is unlike what the conclusion that was, that anyone may go out this way. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Zayin, Perefes ala Evan, ala Egoiz, ala Madea, uvatulay tefreish, v'tchila v'shalos. She may button on a stone, nut, or coin, but she may not button initially on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Leimer, Loshono, Ela Manbeya, Ve'Even. Habe'egoiz mutzim, if neshu, metalto. The Gemara brings a brisa from Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We learn that she may not button on Shabbos, you know, only on a coin or a stone, but it's permitted on a nut, because anyone may move it. Amr of Adar, Ba'Ava, Asya to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, should say, Karebi. Of Adar, Ba'ava says that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds like Rebbe, command should say to Rebbe Omer, Dovah should be Talton Mutter, Ken Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Dovah should be Talton Mutter. Just like Rebbe says that what one may move if permitted means such as a false tooth, and he's not concerned lest one comes to carry it. And so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that what one may move is permitted.